There are no words to explain the deep sorrow and sadness that moved throughout our country on Friday as the news of the tragic deaths of so many innocent children crashed in on us and continued throughout yesterday with more killing, more tragedy. And when those things crash in on us this time of year, it makes the words of peace and comfort and joy that echo throughout this season sound hollow and even absurd. Peace, comfort, joy? How can we even begin to imagine peace and comfort and joy in the midst of senselessness and death? Especially death of innocent children. And especially this time of year, a time that is so focused on children. As we prepare for the coming of the Christ child this year, we will do so with a hole in our hearts that cannot be filled by explanations and excuses. All those crowding our airways with their rationales and platitudes will not replace the loss of so many lives. There is nothing in our capacities, nothing that we can do or say that will return life to normal. The pain of the families who have lost their children and loved ones will not be diminished by reasons or diagnoses. Yes, we need to take a serious look at our laws on gun control. Yes, we need to take a serious look at how we deal with mental illness. And most of all, we need to pray. And not just now, and not just for those who are suffering but for us all. That our hearts be turned and that our eyes be opened to those around us, that we do not turn inward out of fear, but outward out of love. A fairly normal reaction to a horror such as we have experienced is to be afraid of anyone we don't know, to shut ourselves off from the world in an attempt to be safe. We have a high instinct for self-protection and self-preservation. And while I am not advocating foolishness, I would remind us all that as followers of Christ, we are safe, no matter what. We are not to live as recluses or those with no hope. We are to reach out to others in love, all others, but especially those who have no one else to look out for them, those in the margins, those who have fallen through the cracks, those who are invisible in our world. In the wake of tragedy, we come here to this holy place looking for answers. And we encounter prophets. Prophets are loud. Prophets are wild. They're not in the margins, but they are in the fringes. People on television are loud and wild and are not prophets, though some claim to be. Jesus said, "Beware of false prophets." Listen to Jesus. Listen to Zephaniah. Listen to John the Baptist. And Zephaniah, we are given words of comfort. Yes, comfort. He says, "Sing aloud, O daughter Zion. Shout, O Israel. Rejoice and exult with all your heart, O daughter Jerusalem." We do not feel like singing and rejoicing. These words seem out of place today. They did when Zephaniah first said them. He goes on to say, on that day, on the Lord's day, when the Lord returns, not today, not this day, but on that day. Today, sadness weighs us down. Today, we are wondering why tragedy happens, why once again the innocent have been taken and the sinful are left. We may even wonder what is wrong with God, or if there is a God, or what kind of God would allow this kind of thing to happen. We may wonder how we can prevent this sort of evil from crashing in on us again. How can we protect our innocence? How can we protect those we love? How can we prevent this kind of hurt from ever affecting our lives again? We can't. We can legislate all day long and build fortresses around ourselves to keep out evil and pain, but we have no assurance that our legislation and walls and security and prisons will keep us safe. What we do know, without any doubt whatsoever, is that God did not cause these events. God is love. God acts in love, and in love only. God is here. God is in Connecticut and Birmingham and Heflin and Anniston. Not causing tragedies to get our attention, but waiting for us to turn to Him for hope, for comfort, and for peace. Nothing will take away the effects of sinful acts. The hole in the lives of the families that have lost loved ones and the hole in the hearts of each one of us will not be filled. Sin and its effects remain, but so does the assurance of God. And the assurance of God is not trite, nor is it shallow. God does not need more angels. The assurance of God is that even in the midst of the deepest pain and sorrow, we know that we are loved and that God wins. Even in the face of horror and tragedy, evil does not have the final say. God so loved the world that He came among us as one of us. He died because of our fear. The fear of losing our places of honor. He died because He was different. And even in that dying, He loved His people and prayed for His people. But that is not the end. Even that is not the end. He rose again and promised us life with Him always. Are the individuals who perpetrate this sort of violence in hell, we might ask? Assuming that of all people they should be there along with Hitler and Saddam Hussein and Judas. I don't know the answer to that question, but I imagine that their lives have been hell for a while. Our prayer today is that our eyes be opened to those around us who are living in their own hell, who need to be brought into the light of Christ, who need to hear the good news of love and hope and comfort and peace. Our prayer today is that we may be the light to the world, comfort to the hurting, that our actions may bring peace in a world that so very much needs peace and comfort, and in God's time, joy. Today is Stir Up Sunday. It is one of my very favorite Sundays in the year. And our collect opens up with the words, "Stir up your power, O Lord, and with great might come among us." We should pray that loudly with all our hearts. We need God's power. God's power of love, to come among us and spread like wildfire. The collect continues, and because we are sorely hindered by our sins, let your bountiful grace and mercy speedily help and deliver us. Perhaps now more than ever, we realize that we are sorely hindered by our sins. And not just our individual sins, but the sins of us all, our corporate sins. John the Baptist calls us to repent, to turn around. Now is the time, he says. Stop going down the same road expecting something to change. The change begins inside each of us. It's not something that happens to us. It is something we direct. We turn around. Perhaps the tragic events of the weekend will turn us around, will give us pause to evaluate our lives and what is truly important. Perhaps we can now see through our shock and hurt that we truly need God in our lives and that we need to be bearers of the good news of God's love given to us through Christ. Maybe the tragic deaths of so many innocent children will awaken in us a real yearning for God's return, for the birth of the Christ child in our dark world. Maybe the message of Christmas will really come this year, and we will be strengthened to love our God, our neighbors, and ourselves. Stir up your power, O Lord, and with great might come among us. We are walking in darkness, and we need your light to overcome our world of fear and pain. Come, Christ Jesus, and reclaim